We're doing Ein Yaakov, and we're up to the 14th chapter of Tractate Shabbat, page 108, Kuf Chet. And last week we had started learning about the hands, our hands, when we wake up in the morning. The Gemara had said that when you wake up in the morning, there's this spirit on your hands and you have to get rid of it. And you shouldn't touch the openings of your body before you clean your hands in the morning. When you wake up in the morning, you have to make sure to wash your hands before you touch the openings, the opening of the nose, the opening of the mouth, your eyes, any aperture, any opening of the body should not be touched before you wash your hands in the morning. You shouldn't touch food, the Talmud said. So the Talmud used a harsh term. It says, if the hand's going to touch the eye, better cut it off. Doesn't really mean cut it off. It means don't do that. Bad move. Don't touch your eyes before you wash your hands in the morning. So we're going to finish this piece in the Gemara, and then we'll discuss a little bit the broader view of washing hands in the morning and washing hands in general. Tanya, where we left off, the Gemara quotes a Braisa, a Tanakh quote that did not make it to the Mishnah. Rabbi Natan Omer, Rabbi Natan says, Bat Chorin hi, this spirit that's there when you wake up in the morning and you have to wash it off, is a free bird. Bat Chorin, she's free. Umakpedet, and she pays attention. She's not just going to go away for nothing. If you want her to go away, you have to wash your hands three times properly if you want to get it off. So some people come and wash their hands like this, right? I'll demonstrate with this cup. One second. Some people do this. Right? When we wash, we want that our washing of our hands will reach from the tips of our fingers till the joint that connects our hand to the arm. Okay? We want the water to reach here, where you put a watch. It doesn't have to go beyond this, but it has to reach up to here. We assume that our hands, this is true every time we wash our hands. The Gemara actually discusses that you have to wash your hands up to the joint. And there are two opinions, which joint the Gemara was talking about. Was the Gemara talking about the joint that connects the finger to the palm of the hand? These joints, what we call the knuckles. Or was the Gemara talking about washing your hands up until the joint that connects the palm of the hand to the wrist? Okay, which joint did the Gemara mean? Technically, what we rule is that you only have to wash your hands to the knuckles. Because on Tisha B'Av and on Yom Kippur, we only wash our hands up to the knuckles. When we wash our hands in the morning, on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, we only wash our hands to the knuckles. Because we assume that the basic halacha is that you only have to wash up to the knuckles. But when it's not Tisha B'Av and it's not Yom Kippur, then we say, no, you should fulfill all the opinions. You shouldn't just wash up to the knuckles. Then we say, wash up to the wrist. And that's the way a person should wash their hands every time they're washing for bread, every time they're washing when they wake up in the morning. If you're washing before prayer, a person should wash his hands every time they go to daven, shachrit, mincha, arvit. Every time you go to daven, you should really wash your hands beforehand. We don't make a blessing al netilat yadayim, but that's part of our preparation. Just like the kohanim, before they started their service in the Beit HaMikdash, they would wash their hands. Not because their hands were dirty. It's part of the holiness. I'm approaching a holy thing. I wash my hands. So really, a person should have in mind, every time he's going to pray, I am now fulfilling a rabbinic institution to wash my hands before I go to pray. Every time we pray, we should wash our hands with a cup. We don't make a blessing, but we do wash our hands with a cup. And people forget this. This is like not such a popular halacha. I don't know why the world forgets this. If you have in mind, I'm doing a rabbinic mitzvah now. You just did another mitzvah. And today it's easier than ever, right? Today it's not a big deal. Let's just cover. So when we wash our hands, we should ideally cup our hands loosely and pour the water over it. And that way, the water will trickle down my hands and I'll get up to the wrist. It's easy to get the whole thing. So we cup our hands and we pour. One, two. We alternate. So when we wake up in the morning, we alternate. This is a Kabbalistic concept, why we alternate. Not everyone agreed to it, but But approximately, almost half a millennium ago, the opinion that became accepted was the opinion that you have to alternate. Really, there was an argument among the Kabbalists, because the Gemara just says you have to wash each hand three times. So there were opinions that said do one, two, three, one, two, three. But those opinions did not get accepted. So when we wake up in the morning and the Talmud says you have this spirit, bat melech, on your hands, you got to get it off. So then we alternate. One, two, one, two, one, two. Okay? Three times on each hand, but we alternate. That's when you wake up in the morning. What about when you're washing for bread? You don't have to wash three times for bread. What about when you're washing for prayer? So when you wash for bread, you go one, two on your right hand and one, two on your left hand. And then you make your blessing and dry your hands. So that's for bread. Now, what are we doing in the morning when we wake up? So really, when we wake up in the morning, we're washing our hands for three reasons. Okay? There's the Gemara we just learned that has nothing to do with prayer, that has nothing to do with starting a day. It has to do with the idea that you slept. And the Talmud says when a person sleeps, so then the spirit comes on him, and when he wakes up, it goes off onto his hands, and he has to get it off, and the only way to do that is washing his hands. You don't make a blessing for that. We don't make a blessing to get rid of something harmful from us. You don't make a blessing over that. But there are two other reasons to wash in the morning. One reason is because you're going to go daven in a minute, right? So we said you wash before each prayer. So that's another reason to wash in the morning. And the second reason is because when you wake up in the morning, we view it as you just woke up like a Kohen. You're a servant of God. Your day is a day in the service of Hashem. Just like the Kohanim, before they started their service in the Beit HaMikdash, would wash their hands. You start the morning, wash your hands. You're starting a day. Our perspective should be, I'm starting a day in the service of Hashem. So I'm going to wash my hands before I start my day, just like the Kohanim did. So when do we make a blessing in the morning when we wake up and wash our hands? So if a person wakes up in the morning and he's one of those unusual people that doesn't have to relieve themselves in the morning, so then if they're clean, they don't have to go to the bathroom, they could wash when they get out of bed and make the blessing al netilat yadayim and dry their hands. But most people, when they get up in the morning, have a need to relieve themselves. When a person needs to relieve themselves, they shouldn't be making blessings. So we get up and we wash our hands because the Talmud says you shouldn't touch yourself, you shouldn't touch food, you shouldn't touch any openings without washing your hands. So we get up in the morning, we go and we wash our hands. Right, left, right, left, right, left. We did three times. We cleaned ourselves. Technically, I just got up in the morning. I cleaned myself for my day's service in honor of Hashem. I cleaned my hands from this bat melech. And then a person goes and does his bodily needs. He finished doing his bodily needs. Now he comes out and he's going to wash his hands. So here there are two opinions. One opinion says when you wash your hands after relieving yourself in the morning, that's the time that you make a blessing al netilat yadayim. Because that's when you're starting your day. So you're starting your day, make a blessing. The other opinion says no. Wait until you're just before prayer. You're going to go to the bathroom and after that wash your hands, fine. But when should you make the blessing al netilat yadayim? You make the blessing al netilat yadayim when you wash your hands before davening shachrit. So you have two opinions and they're both legitimate. They're both kosher opinions in halacha. Now, I just want to mention one last point. Some people think that every time they go to the bathroom, they have to wash their hands with a cup. And that's not so. We have to wash our hands when we go to use the facilities. We have to wash our hands so that they be clean. And my tradition for my teachers is that even though the Shulchan Aruch said Yitol Yadav, which sounds like washing your hands with a cup, my tradition is that being that we don't have a source in Talmud or in the commentaries that you have to use a cup, the Shulchan Aruch simply meant wash your hands. Not every time that he used the term Yitol Yadav does it mean wash your hands with a cup. So I know you'll see in the bathrooms here sometimes there's a line. People look for a cup. My tradition is that that's not what the Shulchan Aruch meant. The Shulchan Aruch meant wash your hands with soap and that's it. Or wash your hands with water, whatever. But just clean your hands when you come out of the facilities. But it does not have to be with a cup. So that's, even though he uses the term Yitol Yadav, my teachers, that was my tradition. So in a nutshell, we said we wash our hands when we wake up in the morning and then you have to do three times to get rid of this bat melech. And then you alternate. After that, all washings are going to be one, two on one hand, one, two on the other hand. And there, whether you're going to wash when you come out of the facilities and then you'll wash with a cup and make the blessing on Netilat Yadayim. Or you'll wash before prayer and wash with a cup so you make the blessing on Netilat Yadayim. You have two opinions and they're both okay. In general, the rest of the day, when you use the facilities, all you have to do is wash your hands to cleanse them. But you don't have to use a cup. So that's in a nutshell. Ron, let's talk while everyone else goes up to Avit. I